Hello, Nadine.
Hi, Evan.
Hey.
It's so funny. When you were calling me, I was chatting with my manager.
I heard myself. Yeah. My ears were tingling.
You're like, my ears were ringing. Okay, so we got confirmation because, you know, we have a Google rep, right?
Uh-huh.
For the Google Guaranteed. So we have a contact person, like, in a situation like this, because I always like to get 100% concrete.
Uh-huh.
On making sure. So what they said was, your address that's associated with your business license and with your insurance has to match the address that you PIN verified the business.
Okay.
Okay.
Or
else they're going to kick it back. They will not approve it.
Well,
so,
that's going to be challenging. Let me think about this for a second.
Now, I know insurance, I know me personally, like when I used to run a catering business years ago and I moved, it was real simple for me to go to my underwriter, to my insurance broker, whoever I had, and I would just say, hey, I need you to update my address because
where is it pinned at, though? Has it moved? Can you see where it's pinned currently?
Let me take a look. I'll tell you right now.
Is it on Castlewood where I tried to move it, or does it still say Wealthy Way or John's Drive or something like that?
I'll tell you what it says right now. It doesn't, honestly, it doesn't even show me the address. It just shows the area of Sacramento. Yeah, it doesn't even show me an address at all.
Okay.
It just shows the area of Sacramento. Like, it shows Sacramento kind of in the middle, and then there's, like, a circle all the way around it.
We have to figure that out, kind of, right? Because they're saying I'm pinned already, or am I not pinned? Because if I'm just getting repinned, I could kind of start over and pick Castlewood
or Cedarwood. Yeah, we're not repinning you or anything. So I guess my question for you is this. The business license, you said that was at your mom and dad's address, right?
Well, see, the business license is really a contractor's license.
Right. Right.
I don't technically, the business licenses are, I have a ton of them because every time you pull a permit, you have to get a business
license
in a different city. So I have probably 10 or 15 of them now. I couldn't
tell
you where all those are. Some of them are probably
like
my
like
PO. Yeah,
okay.
They're probably my PO because nobody cares because it's a business license. But my contractor's license, which if that's what it is, that is definitely to the PO box.
Okay.
Without a doubt, I know that is.
Okay.
And that should be what matters, I guess. But you have to find, I guess we have to find out. But, because like, I ran into this with my bank where they were tripping off the business license. And I was like, well, I guess I'll go get you a business license. Because I can go get a business license any old time. I just got a fictitious business name in Sacramento. And that was to Castlewood, to Cedarwood, my fictitious business name. But my contractor's license is pinned to the, mails out to Southland Park Drive, which is it's a business mailing.
Yeah.
It's not a PO box. It's a business mailing place.
You're saying the C20, right, is the one that's to that PO box?
Yeah.
And I know you wouldn't have pin verified the business at the PO box. So I had mentioned to them that some of your mail goes to a PO box that's associated with the business, right? So they're just getting confirmation that if that's going to be an issue, that the PO box is associated with the business license and the insurance.
It is. It's like I said, it's on the contractor's license. And I'm pretty sure it's on the insurance, because my parents just moved to their house. And I've been using all my mail for like the last.
Sense.
But
okay.
The problem is with the pinning, though, there's a good chance I pinned it to one of my old addresses. Where I was living 5 years ago, which is probably, I'm guessing, Wealthy Way in Sacramento. 6312 Wealthy Way.
Probably.
Which I don't live at anymore.
Right.
And I couldn't repin that to my business mailing, unfortunately.
No,
which
you
is silly, because
that to the PO box.
It's not a PO box. It's a business. It's actually a business. It's a box, I guess, but it's not a PO box. It's a business, called Land Park Business Services.
Yeah.
Private business.
So, yes, a lot of, so what happens is when you run across those, and I've seen this happen with others in the past, so it's not like an actual PO box, it's like a mailbox or what have you, but it's that like
a rent
facility,
from
an
establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what happens is you get all these businesses that are PIN verifying themselves at that address, even though it has like an actual box number. So eventually Google catches it and flags them and suspends their account, because not only are these other businesses PIN verifying there, but that building itself, that company is PIN verified at that location, if that kind of makes sense.
No, it makes sense, but like all things bureaucratic, it doesn't make sense because I don't even live at Wealthy Way. So it's totally okay for me to PIN verify to a place I don't live. They're like, it's okay, that's okay. Yeah, it's okay if you don't live it there. It's not just a stick-built home and you don't live at it.
Yeah, well, you know what happens is because you originally lived there, so that's why you were PIN verified. So typically, I mean, if you move, you could still keep it there, right? But the thing is that you can't associate your business license and your insurance there because you're technically not at that address anymore.
Yeah, that's why I've always said it.
So I see what you're saying. Yeah, so I'm just getting clarification. You know what I mean? And again, I don't want you to proceed with, you know, paying for this.
No,
and
I'm willing to
back,
hold off.
You know?
I get that part.
So just hang tight. I'm working on it. You know what I mean? I just want
to
make sure
need to
that
change
everything's
with the
in line.
Licensing board, I can check into that too.
I would look into that just to see if you're able to change the address. I mean, even
I'm
if
sure
you
are.
Had to change the PIN code, and I understand it's not really that hard. Let me see, would be the
Well, the PIN was a bit, because I was trying it yesterday. I tried two times to change it to Cedarwood on the Google thing, and it said no. It didn't let me do it.
Okay, so he's saying that what they're doing is would be the address we will use to create the account unless we are able to use a P.O. box, which I am still waiting for an answer on. Okay, so he's waiting to see if we could use the P.O. box to create that Google.
I mean, the thing is, I've had that for almost 10 years.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've been in business for 8. This is the crazy part about this thing.
Right.
See, to be honest, because the nut of doing this, which I know I'm not mad or nothing, but is to make sure you're not a scam. Because you don't want people to have a P.O. box, because then they can be scammers and they'll obviously be able to dip out. And I understand that. Everybody understands that. But then again, if that's your only vetting system, it's kind of silly too, because it's like a picket fence. You know what I mean? Like it's so easy to get around. The fact that I've been in business with the licensing board for 7 years and have an A plus on the Better Business Bureau, doesn't that mean nothing?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree with
you. Can't you look at that? Can't you go, okay, then he's not a scam. Because I've clearly been around. It's not like I've gone anywhere or anything. So,
I agree with you 100%. It's just and I know I get the P.O. box seeing why Google does that, but he's just clarifying because Google Guaranteed is a separate program from like your Google
profile. I get it. And procedures and policies.
Yeah, so we just want to make sure that if they're cool with the P.O. box, you know, how you have the license and everything associated there, because it's like that's a lot of businesses do that. They prefer to have just a P.O. box where all their business mail and documents and everything goes there, right?
Oh, boy, it's been so easy with the crazy moving around for the last few years.
Yeah, and a lot of businesses prefer that. So that's why he just wants to clarify. I mean, if they say, it's cool with the P.O. box being on his license and insurance, then we can proceed forward because it's not going to affect your Google business profile, in other words.
Okay, well, I don't mind waiting. I appreciate
And I'll get back to you as soon as he gets an answer from them. He's just waiting for them to reply back.
And then I'll check in from my end about what I'd have to do to change the licensing board, but it might be a kerfuffle. I'm already having issues with my insurance because my insurance agent disappeared.
Oh, man. Who do you have for insurance?
All right. His name is Bruce. He was, they're called, Sierra, Always Sierra Insurance out of Sacramento. And, they're just gone. I don't know what to say.
Heck happened?
Dude, for 5 years, this guy's been my guy. He's been really good for me. And, it's even weirder because it's not just him, but I left messages with the branch and they weren't returned either. So now I have another lady, Lily, that's going to call me back today, and she's been archiving it all and basically trying to switch my still active policies over to where I still have an agent.
Oh, well, thank
you. I couldn't even right now tell you what names on my life. Well, I can kind of, sort of, but not really, because my guy is gone.
You're like, what the heck? Where is he at?
Yeah, that I would normally call and be like, hey, what name is on there? Could you switch that for me? He would do that
oh
real
my
easily,
gosh.
Actually. So yeah. This other lady, I don't know, I'm kind of in transit with that. It kind of stinks.
Yeah.
So I hope I don't have to change. But I'm pretty sure it's with Southland Park Drive, most positive.
Okay.
Okay. What my liability is.
That's the P.O. box, the one that you're talking
mm-hmm.
about?
Yeah, okay. I'm positive. It would be make sense because it's with my license. So both of those are probably to that south. If you want the address, I could get. I think I gave it to you. 5960 Southland Park Drive, number 236.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna cross our fingers that they're cool with just the fact that you just have the that the PO box is sufficient, and then we're just gonna proceed forward with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I still gonna change where my PIN location is, but.
No, you don't have. You wouldn't have to change the PIN location.
Okay. I can leave it for
profile. Yeah, the Google Business Profile is completely separate from your Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
So because it's like we're creating a profile for Google Guaranteed, but we just want to make sure that they're cool with that. It's a PO box because that's what.
What about the website? Could I start that now? Could you start the website for me?
All of that would be started at the time that, like, from when we sign you up for the Google Guaranteed, we would then start proceeding with the website being created. So this way that website's already done, too.
Okay. All right.
So
well, I'll just wait for
your
call.
I will call you right away. Okay?
No worries. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.